First text message for you, Mr. Rob Simmons. We've got, what does it mean when you change your sprinkler and the head doesn't fully extend and the water spraying appears to have low pressure?
It goes back to that pressure regulation. It's probably the end of the zone, and there's just not enough pressure to pop that head up. It may be that there's debris in it. That's when you're going to have the fun of turning your sprinkler system on, taking the nozzle off while it's open, cleaning it out, taking a quick shower, and then putting the nozzle back on. It's really just a, take the head off, see if it's, got something in it. If not, it's probably just a pressure regulation. It's just not enough pressure to pop it up.
That's one of those few landscape tasks I prefer to do in the summer as opposed to the winter.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's much better when it's 90 degrees than when it's 40 or 50 degrees out.
Every time I do that, I think, man, I wonder how the pros do this, because there's got to be a better way. Well, everyone does.
The other thing you'll notice, too, as houses get older, is your pressure does change. It will go down, most likely, not up.
Well, and you think about how many people are moving here. There's going to be pressure loss just because of population growth. You see a lot of people moving, a lot of municipalities moving to pumps because they just don't have the pressure. More pumps. Businesses are moving to pumps because they just don't have the pressure. Until the water utilities improve theirs, we're not going to get ours improved.
And that's where one of the fixes is to go to those hybrid rotor type heads. If you don't have enough pressure for conventional pop-ups, you usually can go to those and they'll drive them just fine.
Yeah.
And you just have to run it a little bit longer so you still get your same gallon applied.
Yes. For example, a rotor, a full circle rotor, is about 3 minutes to go full circle. A half rotor is going to be about half of that. Obviously, you have to run the rotor longer because it takes, you have one stream that covers the whole area. Whereas a pop-up, you're probably watering 3 to 4 minutes. The little hybrid R-van nozzles that we have, you're probably watering those 7 to 8, maybe 10 minutes, depending on how many you have.
Joy wants to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys. I appreciate you. I am a Desert Hills rat with a 1-acre lot. I did not do pre-emergent last year, and I was so sorry.
We had a wet winter, too. That made it a lot worse.
It was shin high for a whole acre. So I have the pre-emergent. I put some on when I cleaned up last April late. So it looks good now, but I know there's a lot of weed seed. I did not pre-emerge. The last storm had water running. So now I'm waiting. Do I just wait? What if I don't get any October 1st of November rain?
Then you're not
going to... I have a 1-acre lot, so I can't stand out there with a hose.
Well, in your case, you just wait until we have another rain event and put the pre-emergent on prior to that. If that's the only way you're going to get it watered in, and that's the only way pre-emergent's going to get activated, I guess that's the best you can do. The problem is you've already had a pretty good rain event in October, and I'm surprised you don't have some growth already occurring. It's never too late to put pre-emergent on. You're just not going to prevent what's already growing. You're going to prevent what's yet to grow. So you can do it any time. If you wanted to time it perfectly, though, mid to late September, maybe early October, and March, sometime mid-March.
And that's what we do, Joy. Everyone at the house knows when rain comes, Daddy does two things. He grabs the pre-emergent and the spreader and runs through the orchard and around the house in second. He jumps on the tractor and turns up the arena for riding conditions until we get our Rainbird irrigation system on the arena. Rob's helping me with up and going. And I will tell you one thing that we have found. Dad actually gave this to us as a Christmas gift a couple years ago, and we have found it works great. It's made by Dunright, drpower.com. They have a lot of small equipment, and it's a little drag that goes behind our quad. And you know, we'll just get out there and turn that dirt, and it cuts off those weeds, and it keeps them. It's not as good as a pre-emergent because the weeds' roots are still there, but we'll get out there on the weekends and just drag it to cut the heads of those weeds off, just because it's better than letting them grow.
It's always easier to control weeds, whether you're doing it mechanically or with chemical, while they're little.
Yes, while they're little. When you get that deep root in there, that bigger stalk. Well, and that,
or you got a bunch of dead tall stuff now, and you still got to go mow it or bag it up.
All right, well, we appreciate y'all. Rob Simmons of Rainbird, Jay Harper, the Farm's Choice. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.